Let's take a look at what the U.S. is doing about the reasons why so many Central Americans are coming to the U.S. and asking for asylum, about the poverty and violence in their home countries. Joining us is Shannon O'Neill. She's an expert on Latin America with the Council on Foreign Relations. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we've heard a lot now about what the Trump administration does once migrants make it to the border. Can you talk about what the administration has been doing to try and address some of those, as we said, push factors of poverty or violence in countries in Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala?
So since 2015, which was the last surge of people coming up from Central America, Congress has sent in a bipartisan agreement somewhere in the range of $750 million a year to Central America to try to deal with these root causes. So this goes into all sorts of programs, things to address youth at risk, after school programs and the like. It goes to programs to create jobs in the region. It goes to programs to strengthen police or the court systems to try to bring safety to the streets there, to change the factors that are driving all of these individuals and these families north to the U.S. border.
But did it make a dent? I mean, here we are again asking the same question.
Here we are again. And in part, these are huge problems to grapple with. And $750 million is not going to change things overnight in countries that are plagued with some of the world's highest violence rates and homicide rates, where you see abject poverty.
Let's take a look at what the U.S. is doing about the reasons why so many Central Americans are coming to the U.S. and asking for asylum, about the poverty and violence in their home countries. Joining us is Shannon O'Neill. She's an expert on Latin America with the Council on Foreign Relations. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we've heard a lot now about what the Trump administration does once migrants make it to the border. Can you talk about what the administration has been doing to try and address some of those, as we said, push factors of poverty or violence in countries in Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala?
So since 2015, which was the last surge of people coming up from Central America, Congress has sent in a bipartisan agreement somewhere in the range of $750 million a year to Central America to try to deal with these root causes. So this goes into all sorts of programs, things to address youth at risk, after school programs and the like. It goes to programs to create jobs in the region. It goes to programs to strengthen police or the court systems to try to bring safety to the streets there, to change the factors that are driving all of these individuals and these families north to the U.S. border.
But did it make a dent? I mean, here we are again asking the same question.
Here we are again. And in part, these are huge problems to grapple with. And $750 million is not going to change things overnight in countries that are plagued with some of the world's highest violence rates and homicide rates, where you see abject poverty.
Let's take a look at what the U.S. is doing about the reasons why so many Central Americans are coming to the U.S. and asking for asylum, about the poverty and violence in their home countries. Joining us is Shannon O'Neill. She's an expert on Latin America with the Council on Foreign Relations. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we've heard a lot now about what the Trump administration does once migrants make it to the border. Can you talk about what the administration has been doing to try and address some of those, as we said, push factors of poverty or violence in countries in Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala?
So since 2015, which was the last surge of people coming up from Central America, Congress has sent, in a bipartisan agreement, somewhere in the range of $750 million a year to Central America to try to deal with these root causes. So this goes into all sorts of programs, things to address youth at risk, after school programs and the like. It goes to programs to create jobs in the region. It goes to programs to strengthen police or the court systems to try to bring safety to the streets there, to change the factors that are driving all of these individuals and these families north to the U.S. border.
But did it make a dent? I mean, here we are again asking the same question.
Here we are again. And in part, these are huge problems to grapple with. And $750 million is not going to change things overnight in countries that are plagued with some of the world's highest violence rates and homicide rates, where you see abject poverty,